This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's summer monsoon in the borderlands, and we pray and we hope and we wish for rainfall on a hot, dry land. If you've lived in southeastern Arizona in the borderlands for any length of time, then you know about summer rains. And I think it's so wonderful that we, you and me, we get excited, we get worked up, we get turned on by summer rains. Stoned on summer rains. Highly recommended. Oh boy, I mean rain on land that bakes until it arrives. Flora and fauna are waiting for summer rain. Summer rain in the desert, you know, summer rain in the grassland, rain in the woodland, summer rain in the coniferous forest, summer rain coming to a biome near you. Around our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, we've been checking irrigation lines, dragging hoses, filling up bird baths, buckets and troughs for critters, domestic and wild. Summer rains will give us a reprieve. And who knows, the Ojolote could start to flow. Flow, not flood, please. Says the man who sometimes, tires of the flooded creek. I know. But I'm sorry, 5, 6, 7, 8 days of not crossing that creek can get old. Okay. For Ms. Mosquito and me, the summer heat, and hey, it has been hot, it's an excuse to drive high into the nearby mountains, into the nearby national forest. It's usually on a Monday, a day of the week we picked during the pandemic, figuring that the forest would empty of weekenders. So Monday is usually our day out and away, and that means on Sunday a decision has to be made, as in, tomorrow, let's go to 8,000 feet. Okay. So on a recent Monday, we did that. We headed up the windy, rocky dirt road into the Chiricahua Mountains, 8,000 feet. Here we come to the land of white fir, Doug fir, ponderosa pine, southwest white pine, aspen, huge elderberries, species of raspberries. Oh my goodness, wild turkeys, stellar jays, brown creepers, juncos. I got binoculars. I'm glassing up. I'm glassing down as we bushwhack into the forest. We found a cool plant in a thick forest. This is so cool. I love this plant in the rose family, Rosaceae, called Mountain Ninebark. Cool name, right? And when you first see it, the toothy leaves, you think, was that a raspberry? Is that a currant? So is it a rubus or a ribes? No, it's Mountain Ninebark, Physocarpus monogenes. Clusters of small white flowers at the end of branches on this 3-foot round shrub. Just beautiful. What a treasure in the forest. The common name, Mountain Ninebark, is referring to the real shreddy brown bark. It's always shredding off a new bark coming up and... I don't know. That's pretty cool. I mean, why isn't it 11 Mountain 11 bark? Mountain 8 bark. I don't know. The genus name Physocarpus refers to the fruit, the seed pod. It's from a couple Greek words put together. It means bladder and fruit, inflated seed pod. They're pretty tiny. Monogenes means one style. And I told you it's in the rose family, right? I did. So a cool shrub in the Rosaceae that lives in a coniferous forest up at 8,000 feet in elevation, up to 9,000 feet in elevation. Yeah. So, you know, oh man, it's so fun to see this wild plant, this mountain ninebark in a wild coniferous forest. These mountaintops, these sky islands of the borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.